Mothership Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this brand new series of the Daily Devotional, and the title is simply this: Agape Love. Agape Love. That's the title. Simple, really. And today we look at 1 John, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to look at verse 7 and verse 8. I'm going to highlight those anyway. It says this: Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Beloved, the Bible tells us all about agape love. The Bible continually tells us about agape love, because agape love is simply a love that is not sexual. It is spiritual. That's what the dictionary defines it as, actually. Agape love is a love that is not sexual, but is spiritual. Grab hold of that, first of all. And what is interesting here is John is saying anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. And loves in the spiritual form. In other words, it is not sexual. Anyone who knows how to love someone, and it's got nothing to do with fancying them, it's got nothing to do with wanting to live the rest of your life with them because you want to marry that person. But someone who loves in this way knows God. But what is love? How do we, as Christians, define love? Turn with me real quick to 1 Corinthians and chapter 13. And we're going to go from verse 4. It says this. And as I read this, I want you to make a mental note and to tick off those that you do really well and those that maybe you don't do so well. Paul says this about love. He says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. That is what Paul says love is. That is what he says love is. It's amazing. That kind of love, to be able to love in that way, is wonderful. but agape love comes from God himself, because God is love. God invented love. God thought of it first. He became love, especially when he sent his son Jesus into the world 2,000 years ago to die on the cross at Calvary. What sacrificial love is that? And why did he do that? Because he looked down on us human beings and he thought, oh my goodness, they just don't get it. They are messing up so royally, so badly. I've got to do something. I tried sacrifices. I tried getting them to sacrifice animals, unblemished lambs. I tried that. It's not working. It's not working out. I've got to do something else. I'm going to have to send my own precious son, Jesus, into the world to be the greatest sacrifice. To be hung on a cross. To be nailed to that cross. And before he even goes to the cross, to be scourged 39 times, to be beaten, to have a crown of thorns smashed into his skull, and then to suffer the indignance of being put to death like a common criminal. That's what I have to do. And the Bible tells us that God turns his face away because he couldn't stand to watch. The Bible tells us that Jesus, before he went to his death, prayed to his Father and he said, "Take this cup away from me, for I cannot drink its poison." And then he said these iconic words, "But not my will, your will be done." Not my will, Lord, but your will. And Jesus knew why he was going to his death. For Jesus loved us that much. There's that old saying, that old adage, "How much did Jesus love me?" Well, he stretched out his hands and was nailed to the cross. That's how much. As I'm bringing you this word now, I sense that wonderful love of God. You know, when I brought you that series on the fire of God, and I said the wind of refreshing is blowing, I know that that wind of refreshing will continue to blow as I bring you this series on agape love. I know it, that I know it, that I know it, that I know it. I know it in my knower. Some years ago, when I was going through a particularly hard and bad time in my life, I didn't ask for this. I didn't pray and say, "Lord, send your love. Let me feel your love, please. I really want to feel it." Not at all. Someone prophesied over my life in the back of a car that I was driving. And I was miles away from God. He was close by me, but I was miles away from him. And this guy prophesied in the back of my car. And all of a sudden, my life changed. Totally changed. Completely and utterly changed. Never to be the same again. Why? Because the love of God hit me like a ton of bricks, and that love poured into my life for 7 whole days and 7 whole nights and did not stop. And during that time, my Lord and Master said to me, "Tell my people about my love." Those were his exact words. I've not paraphrased it. I've not prettied it up. I've not changed those words in any way, shape, or form. Those were the words that my Lord said to me that day. During that time, he said, "Tell my people about my love." And I can't do anything else. I can't do anything else, beloved. So whenever I bring you a word, anytime I bring you a word, God's love pours through that word. It has to, otherwise it has no life. When I look at the Bible, I only see God's love pouring out of it on every single page. The handbook of life is God's love. Pouring, 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 pouring into you, pouring into me. Because that is who my God is. And I know this. It is so important for us to connect with God's love in such a way. Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God, and anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. Martin and I, some years ago, were putting together this ministry. And we wondered, "What do you want us to do, Lord?" And we thought we were supposed to make films, because that's what we were doing before. We were making films, documentaries. That's what we thought we were supposed to do. Until nothing happened with that. And suddenly we felt we were to start a radio station, but not just an ordinary radio station. Not like a radio station you've ever heard before. A radio station that is committed to only one thing, that is worship and an intimacy with Almighty God, so that he can pour his love into us. And that is what happens here on Worship Radio 247, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And so far, we've been on air just a little over 2 years. And we continue to worship. And we continue to love him. And we continue to adore him. Father, thank you so much for this word. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power in Jesus' mighty name. If you want to receive the love of God now into your life, and I'm going to say this all the time, but if you want to receive the love of God into your life right now, just say yes. Just say yes. Just say those words.